20th Century Fox in association with Dune Entertainment. The sun shines fiercely, moving behind planet Earth.
In a time before many can remember, our planet faced its greatest challenge. A warlord named Piccolo came from beyond the stars, bringing darkness and chaos to our once peaceful world. Aided by his disciple Ozaru, the evil pair brought the human race to the brink of annihilation. Cities and countries crumbled beneath them. Countless lives were lost. But finally, a group of brave warriors created the Mafuba, a powerful enchantment that imprisoned Piccolo deep within the Earth. With his master captured, Ozaru disappeared, and balance was slowly restored to our world. And so it has remained for thousands of years. Until now.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
The first rule is, there are no rules.
A young man's eyes stare straight ahead. Beads of sweat run off his temples, down his cheeks. He closes and opens his eyes slowly. Teeth gritted as a drop of sweat forms at the end of his nose. It hits the sandy ground below. Grains slowly bounce into the air, away from the impact. The young man is standing, suspended on cables in the air. He holds his arms together in front of him, in a pose of relaxation. An elderly Asian man holding a red staff beams up at him from below. The boy rolls up his sleeves. As he does so, the man leaps up into the air, landing on the cables in front of the boy. He adopts a fighting stance.
First one to touch the ground loses. Prepare to eat dirt.
He swings the staff in the air and towards the boy. The young man jumps clear, landing on one cable. Goku, the boy, flips backwards. Regaining his balance, Goku stands ready as the old man, his grandpa, chuckles softly. Goku pushes forward, trying to hit Grandpa with a flurry of blows. Each attack is blocked by the staff. Goku slips down to his arms, but manages to swing back onto his feet. As the staff is thrust at him, Goku hangs upside down by his toes. Grandpa swings down to join him. Goku blocks more attacks and rights himself. As his grandfather rights himself, Goku flicks a passing bug into the old man's mouth. Goku dropkicks the man and knocks the staff out of reach into the ground below. Smiling, Goku launches himself at the old man. Concentrating, the old man thrusts his hand out. A white burst of energy hits Goku in the face, knocking him onto the ground. He slides through the dust.
Shadow Crane strike. You fell for it again.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to block a move that I can't see.
Goku, you rely too heavily on your external senses. To see, to hear, to touch are all overrated. Oh, true power comes from inside. Your ki.
Yeah, that's your best defense and your greatest weapon.
Use your ki.
Goku closes his eyes and focuses his thoughts. Pushing his hands through the air towards a nearby bush, Goku grits his teeth and cracks open an eye. Nothing happens.
I'm sorry, Grandpa, I didn't feel a thing.
Someday, Goku.
Yeah, someday I'll beat you.
That'll be something to tell your friends, beating up on a 70-year-old man.
What friends? Everybody at school treats me like I'm nothing, Grandpa.
You're special, Goku.
No, I'm different. I know that, and they know that too. They push me so far that I want to explode. Yo, I could tear them apart with one hand.
I don't train you to fight boys, Goku. You promised.
Okay, you made me promise not to fight. Then teach me something I can use. Teach me how to get the girl. Teach me how to talk to her without stumbling all over everything I say. Teach me how to be normal.
Normal is also overrated. You must have faith in who you are.
Goku turns away from Grandpa, who is pruning bonsai trees.
Goku.
He stops and turns towards Grandpa, who is holding a box.
Happy birthday. You think I forgot? Tsushinchu is yours.
What is it?
It's a Dragon Ball. Tsushinchu means four stars. In all the world, there are only six others, from one to seven stars. Besides you, Goku, it's my only treasure.
So what's it do?
By itself, nothing. But together, the seven Dragon Balls will grant the holder one perfect wish. So keep it safe. Always.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Holding the orange ball, Goku leaves the greenhouse as Grandpa chuckles. Later, Goku cycles to his school named Unitech. He wheels his bike through the cars outside. Circling around a small car reversing, he stops in a space and gets off. He dives clear just as a yellow car roars into the parking spot and crushes his bike. The two male occupants nonchalantly get out and walk away.
Hey, Fuller! Hey, Fuller, you just wrecked my bike! Agundis, did you just fart, man? Because I could have swore I just heard something. You're gonna pay for this, Fuller.
Fuller walks up to Goku.
Make me pay, Giko. Come on. Come on, Giko. Right here.
Come on, baby.
Show me what you got.
He shoves Goku, who makes a fist, barely restraining himself.
Just like I thought. Nothing.
Carrie, let's go. I'm gonna be late for class.
Beauty awaits me. What's up, baby?
Fuller's girlfriend, Chi-Chi, turns and sadly looks at Goku as she's led away. Goku puts his hood over his head and angrily walks away. A propeller attached to the side of a huge silver and black airship drives the craft along the cloudy skies. On deck, a hooded green-skinned figure holds out his left hand. A crimson fireball glows dangerously in the palm of his hand. He turns his hand over, dropping the fireball over the side. It disappears into the clouds. Shrieks of terror are heard. Far below, a village appears obliterated by the fireball. Fires burn and trees and homes have been damaged. A young Asian female sees a young girl standing amid the chaos. She runs to her side and in her native tongue says, "It's all right." She ushers the girl into the wreck of a hut. The roof is missing and dust flicks up as they tread on the floorboards. Inside, the female holds the girl with one hand. In her other hand, she holds a circular-shaped leather pouch. Through the village ruins, another Asian woman, dressed in a tight maroon catsuit, scans the burning huts. She holds a weapon in her hand. She kicks the door to the hut open and looks inside, her weapon ready. The woman and the girl hide under the floorboards. The woman gestures to the girl not to make a sound. Upstairs, the armed lady hears a creak and stops in her tracks. She whirls round and points the gun downwards towards the corner where the girl is hiding. Before she can fire, the female steps up through the cellar door and faces the armed lady. She says, "I have what you want." The armed lady snatches the pouch out of her hand and points the gun at the woman. "On your knees," she commands. She pulls an orange orb out of the pouch. It is the same as Goku's present. Footsteps announce the arrival of the green-skinned man. He smiles as the gun sounds. In class.
This is an astrological phenomenon known as a complete solar eclipse. In 2 weeks' time, we'll all have the opportunity to experience this rare phenomenon for ourselves. Now, what causes eclipses?
Mr. Kingery?
Weaver?
A solar eclipse is caused by the moon blocking the sun from the earth.
Correct. From the dawn of civilization, superstitions have marked solar eclipses as the sign of the apocalypse. In India, for example, the eclipse symbolizes...
Goku daydreams in class while looking across at Chi-Chi. The windows melt away, become a field of orange flowers behind Chi-Chi. She sits up smiling at Goku. He returns her gaze as she seductively bites into a strawberry.
Goku! Goku!
Yeah, what?
What might our ancestors say about the upcoming solar eclipse?
Well, my grandfather would say beware of the Nimics.
Nimics?
Yeah, they're an alien race that nearly destroyed Earth over... 2,000 years ago.
Well, let's hope it doesn't happen again.
The class laugh at Goku. Later, Chi-Chi is trying to get into a locker.
Oh, no. Oh, great, not again. I hate those things. They never work. And just look at my picture. I have a paper due next period, and it's stuck in here. I gotta go.
Chi-Chi's friend walks away around the corner where Goku is waiting. He watches Chi banging frustrated on the locker door. She smacks the door with her hand and winces in pain.
Damn it!
Goku raises his hand and moves it forward. Translucent energy bursts from his hands, flinging every locker door open. Chi jumps, spotting Goku walking away. She follows him.
Hey, Goku, right? Did you do that?
Yeah.
Use your key.
Wait, you know about key?
Just because my name is Chi-Chi doesn't make me a complete idiot.
Right, right, because there's a lot stupider names than Chi-Chi. I'm not saying that Chi-Chi is a stupid name. I'm just saying that it's not normal. But normal's overrated. I'm not saying that you're stupid or overrated. I'm gonna stop now.
Hey, I'm having a party tonight at my house.
I'll be there.
Goku nervously walks away. Chi smiles. At home, Goku dresses in front of the mirror.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Chi-Chi. Hi.
Goku! I got fresh chicken feet! Couldn't find good swallow tongue. But the squabs were fat!
His grandpa cooking downstairs. Goku rubs a colossal amount of gel into his hands. He slicks his hair back and checks himself in the mirror, adding a toothpick to his mouth and nodding.
Beauty awaits.
His hair springs up, flicking gel against the mirror. Grandpa digs into a bowl of cooked chicken feet. Goku turns to go. He stops to pick up the orange Dragon Ball. Four stars shimmer across its surface.
Goku! Happy birthday!
Grandpa holds a birthday cake.
Goku?
Goku arrives at Chi's grand grey stone house. Fuller's gang are hanging around outside by their cars. One taps Fuller's best mate on the back, alerting him to Goku's arrival.
What are you doing here, Giko?
I'm just going to the party. I was invited. I'm not looking for any trouble.
Trouble found you, freak. So listen, why don't you turn around, walk away, no one even know you were here. See ya.
Goku turns as if to leave.
Later, loser.
All right. I'm not doing that anymore.
He turns back to face the gang. They encircle him menacingly.
I made a promise that I wasn't going to fight.
What?
I made a promise that I'm not going to fight.
Oh. Don't worry, it won't be a fight.
He pours his drink at Goku's feet.
It'll be a massacre.
He swings at Goku, who evades the punch.
Missed. Missed again.
Goku ducks as a thug swings, hitting Fuller's friend in the face. He blocks and evades as the gang rush him from all sides. One is kicked in the crotch, sending him backwards into a fountain. Goku flips backwards as the last thug's punch hits a car window, smashing the glass.
That's gotta hurt.
Hey, Chi-Chi! Hey, thanks for inviting me to your party. And Fuller? Your boys. They've been showing me what they got.
The gang all lie injured.
Nothing.
Fuller picks up a metal bar.
You're so dead.
No, guys, stop!
He swings, missing Goku, but hitting his car.
Nice swing, good form.
Goku leaps over Fuller's swings.
Close one.
Fuller strikes out, hitting his car repeatedly as Goku expertly jumps and slides away.
Doing good. Hey, Fuller! You got a couple of dings there you might want to try buffing out.
Goku stands between Fuller and his friend, both holding bars. Goku senses the attack from behind and flips sideways as they strike. Missing Goku, the thugs hit each other. They collapse in pain. Goku smiles up at Chi, who looks on amazed. Fuller's ruined car crumbles as the tires collapse and the alarm is silenced. Later, Goku follows Chi slowly through her house.
You've never done this before, have you?
Yes. Many times. In my head.
You're different. I like different. I know this may be hard to believe, but we're a lot alike.
This is the best birthday I've ever had.
Today's your birthday?
Yeah, actually, right now. Ever since I can remember, me and my grandpa celebrate my birthday at the exact same time. He calls it my grand entrance.
What happened to your parents?
I don't know. But my grandpa said everything will be explained to me when I turn 18.
They giggle nervously. At his house, Grandpa sits, eyes closed, deep in meditation. The cake is on a table in front of him, along with incense. He opens his eyes as the crickets outside stop chirping. The curtains on the door drift slightly. Puzzled, Grandpa looks down at the incense. The smoke moves, caught in a breeze. He glances over at his staff as the armed woman from the village bursts in. She launches shuriken blades at Grandpa. He leaps out of the way of two and smacks the third into a wooden post with his staff. She continues to throw the missiles, each deflected by Grandpa's expertise with the staff. As he beckons her forward, the hooded green man enters.
Piccolo! It's not here. I will have the Dragon Ball, old man.
Grandpa is fixed to the floor by Piccolo's powers. Outside, Piccolo twists his hand. The house shakes and cracks. With a crushing motion, Piccolo forces the side of the house to collapse. Goku and Chi stand at a balcony. Sensing something, Goku looks up at the moon. A green orb flashes momentarily in its place. Then it's gone.
Something's wrong. Something's wrong with my grandpa.
What?
I have to go. I'm sorry.
Goku!
I'll see you later!
The moon in the night sky casts long shadows as Goku runs through the woods. He stops, spotting the crushed house.
Grandpa! Grandpa! Grandpa!
A piece of roof falls, knocking Goku sideways. As he recovers, he hears a faint cry. Grandpa lies buried by rubble. Goku clears the pieces off him and checks his neck before lifting him up and out of the house. He lays Grandpa down gently outside.
Grandpa, I'm gonna go get help.
No, stay here with me. Not much time left.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry Grandpa wasn't here. What happened?
Piccolo has returned. He's after the Dragon Ball. Is it safe?
Goku checks the ball, which glows.
It has begun.
Seeing a flash of Piccolo and an explosion, Goku drops the ball.
Find Master Roshi in Paozu. Tell him Piccolo has returned. To banish Piccolo from this world, you must find the Dragon Balls before the eclipse.
What?
7 Dragon Balls must be found for all men's fate. We'll be bound.
All right, Grandpa, stop. You have to rest. You have to rest.
Goku, remember, always have faith in who you are.
Goku kneels over his grandfather as the old man's arms slip down and fall to his sides. Goku sobs against Grandpa's lifeless chest. The next morning, Goku stands on a hilltop and looks down at the remains of his home across a small stretch of water. Kneeling down, he places one last stone on his grandfather's grave. He fights back tears and waters a small orange plant nestled next to the grave. He walks into the remains of his home, noticing the chicken feet in a bowl uneaten. He fishes out the Dragon Ball and looks at it. Four small stars reflect on its surface. Opening his bedroom door, he finds it completely destroyed by Piccolo. He chucks his leather jacket into the broken mess. In his grandpa's room, he opens a chest. Inside sits a pristine yellow martial arts costume with black trim. Goku holds it in his hands, a look of wonder on his face.
Grandpa.
Goku hears the tinkle of broken glass and creeps out. Through the floorboards, he sees a female figure enter downstairs. Adopting a fighting stance, he creeps along the corridor. The girl reveals herself and points a gun into his face.
Where is it? I know it's here.
Are you Piccolo? Did you kill my grandfather?
Listen, idiot. If I was a Piccolo, whatever that is, I wouldn't tell you. And if I did kill your grandfather, I would have shot you by now. Somebody stole my Promethean orb, and I'm here to get it back.
What?
You have it.
She fires. Goku ducks. The ball falls out, and they both slide to reach it.
Nice move. But I'm not gonna miss again. My father found that Promethean orb 20 years ago, and you stole it from me last night. I'm not leaving here without it.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is a Dragon Ball, Tsushinshu, four-star ball. I promised my grandfather I would keep it safe, so I'm not letting anyone take it from me.
Four stars. Promethean orb has five stars.
Who's the idiot? Look at it.
The girl sees the four stars.
Oh my God. I could have killed you.
Oh, you weren't even close.
I knew it. There are others.
Seven, to be exact.
What do you want for this one?
It's not for sale.
Everybody's got a price.
Not me. What happened to your Dragon Ball?
Last night, a thief broke into my father's company, Capsule Corporation. Somebody hacked the vault, killed the guards, and stole the Dragon Ball.
The girl fires on the Asian villainess as she flies out of the vault.
I swore to my father I'd get it back. I followed the signal here, and that's when I ran into you. I'm sorry I fired on you. I thought you were a murdering thief.
Just like you weren't a better shot. How'd you know I had the Dragon Ball?
A little machine I invented. This can detect and locate the signature wavelengths emitted by the Dragon Balls. See?
Well, you made a Dragon Ball energy locator. Cool.
Dragon Ball Energy, DBE. Catchy name.
So you must be a scientist.
PhD in applied dynamics, with a minor in tactical weaponry. I'm close to a breakthrough. I can feel it. The key must be the other Dragon Balls. I have to have them all.
What good's Dragon Balls gonna do you?
They're gonna make me famous. I'm going to make them an unlimited source of energy.
Good luck with that. I'm Goku. You know, maybe we could help each other. See, I need to find a Master Roshi in Paozu. If you take me there, I'll help you find the Dragon Balls.
I have the DBE. Why would I need you?
Well, obviously somebody else is looking for them. And you? You might need backup.
She pauses, then holds out her hand.
Bulma briefs.
Smiling, Goku shakes it. Outside, Bulma places a small device on the ground.
Hey, where's your,
Right?
Cool.
The device expands to become a three-wheel motorbike. Goku sits behind Bulma, who drives away. Dust flies up in the bike's wake as they pass by the Blue Lake. In the city, Bulma taps on a computer panel. Goku sits on the bike, eating a huge turkey leg.
Directory information downloaded. I have tried every possible spelling of Roshi in the directory. He's not listed.
Can you try Master? M A S.
Idiot.
Are you sure you don't want one?
Goku looks up from his food, sensing something.
He's here.
How do you know?
I can always sense my grandfather. I know he's gone now, but I'm getting the same feeling.
Bulma's DBE beeps wildly.
There's another Dragon Ball here. Let's go!
They pull up on Bulma's bike. Bulma checks the Dragon Ball location on her DBE. It points to a house perched on a mound of earth.
Bulma! Bulma! Bulma, wait!
The city shines brightly behind the small house.
Oh, wait! Bulma, you can't just break into someone's house!
We're not breaking in. Door's unlocked.
All right, this girl's out of control.
Goku follows her inside.
Bulma!
Newspapers are piled up in the hallway. An old bike rests against the stairs.
Bulma!
Bulma checks her DBE, moving further into the old home. Goku explores, still looking around for Bulma.
Bulma!
He tries the door handle and enters the room. He absent-mindedly knocks a cabinet. A golden ball rolls from the top. It falls, knocking several stones into the air. With lightning-fast reflexes, Goku grabs them. He misses one, which pings onto a vase, waking the house owner.
Thief!
The middle-aged Asian man shimmies off his hammock and leaps down off a balcony to face Goku.
This is not what...
He slams a fist into Goku, who flies back into the wall. The man painfully stretches his back.
This is not happening!
Believe it, punk! You are getting your clock cleaned.
Goku pauses before striking out at the man. He blocks every attack. Again, Goku is flung into the furniture. The man rotates his hips. He kicks a chair at Goku, who leaps out of the way. Beckoned closer, Goku pushes forward, fists flying. The man retaliates, but Goku flips clear. The man pauses.
You've been trained well.
Goku attacks with a flurry of speedy punches, each blocked by the man. Bulma looks on amazed. The man headbutts Goku backwards.
Stop! You both have to stop!
Now I am going to end it.
Rising into the air, Goku sends a blast of energy at the man. He ducks, the energy hitting Bulma behind him. She flies into the kitchen, smashing into wooden boards.
Sorry!
Shadow Crane Strike. I recognize that anywhere. House, go ahead.
You knew my grandfather?
Knew him? I trained him.
You are Master Roshi.
I am Muten Roshi! The Invincible!
My grandfather is dead. He was murdered. I will avenge him. But before he died, he asked me to find you and to tell you that Piccolo has returned. He said that you would know what to do. He also told me a poem. It was Seven Dragon Balls.
Seven Dragon Balls must be found. For all man's fate will be bound to battle forces of death and fear, and compel Shenlong to appear. It was a nursery rhyme told to us by ancient master.
Then you probably know we have to find the Dragon Balls before the eclipse.
Eclipse?
Do you have a Dragon Ball?
Roshi rifles through an old chest. Bulma picks up a magazine.
Bikini Quarterly?
Oh, that's a collector's edition.
Goku senses something amid the rubbish. He moves a globe from beside a bookcase. An orange glow emits from the lower shelf. Reaching down, he pulls out a red cloth. He unwraps a Dragon Ball. Two stars shimmer across its surface. Staring at it, Goku sees a vision of Piccolo roaring. Startled, Goku drops the ball. It rolls along the floor. Roshi covers it with his scarf and wraps it up.
If the prophecy is true, in 7 days, the sun will be eclipsed by the blood moon. That will be the beginning of the apocalypse.
Roshi, don't be crazy. You said it yourself. It's a nursery rhyme.
Yes, because before tonight, I could make no sense of it. But finally, I can see. You are the key, somehow. Gohan knew it. That's why he trained you.
Okay, Goku, this has been great. You found your master Roshi. I kept my part of the bargain. Now it's time for you to keep yours. Let's go.
If what Gohan said is true, and Piccolo is here, this wish may be the only thing that can save our world.
We'll go. But we go together.
Lord Piccolo's flying Zeppelin hovers in the grey skies. A heat wave from the craft hits the lake far below. The water cascades up, evaporating into the atmosphere. Piccolo and his female companion Mei stare down at the barren land. Arriving on the ground, Piccolo picks up a Dragon Ball hidden within the lake.
Much easier to find without the water.
Goku loads a huge collection of items stuffed into a net onto a trailer attached to the bike.
I will take you to a secret place where a chosen few were taught to master the energy of the three elements: air, fire, and water. Shadow Crane Strike is the most basic of all the air bending techniques. To learn what I have to teach you, you have to become stronger!
You wanted him. Although I am beginning to appreciate the entertainment value.
All right.
Roshi sits behind Bulma on a bike, his hands on her behind.
Leave your hand there another second, and you'll lose it.
Let's go.
Bulma roars away. Goku, having been saddled with the net backpack, runs alongside. They travel past mountains into open desert. Goku sprints next to the bike, always keeping pace. Stopping, Roshi leads them through a clearing in some woods.
The stone temple has been the source of solitude and enlightenment for millennia. Here, you will learn what I learned from the ancient master.
A group of martial artists are training.
I thought you said this place is secret.
Chi-Chi?
Chi-Chi!
Wow!
Hey, Goku! What are you doing here?
I was just about to ask you the same thing.
Walk with me?
Yeah.
This is where everyone comes to train for the big tournament in Toisan. That's what I, wanted to tell you at the party, before he suddenly took off. I heard about your grandfather's accident. I'm so sorry. The house collapsed?
Yeah, something like that. Hey, what was it that you wanted to tell me?
Nobody at home knows this, but I'm a fighter, too. They just wouldn't understand.
Goku! Let's go!
I gotta go.
Come to the tournament in Toisan. Maybe we can find some time to mix it up.
Okay.
We can't train here. My key is shriveling up.
Hey! At least this won't be a total waste. I got a signal from a Dragon Ball. Let's go.
They head out again on the bike. Goku balances upside down on the trailer. Roshi sits instructing the young man.
Now, one hand.
Goku lifts up one hand.
Master the second level of air bending. You have to control two things at once.
knock this orange from my hand.
Goku tries to focus, harnessing his ki. His hand wavers. The orange explodes, sending pulp across Roshi's face.
I'm getting a strong signal from a Dragon Ball only 3 miles ahead.
She turns the handle. A pit opens beneath them. As they fall, Bulma hits a trigger, folding the bike away. Roshi lands in the hole and catches Bulma in his arms. Alarmed, he drops her.
Sorry.
What happened? That hole came out of nowhere.
A figure appears above the pit.
Whoa! Need any help down there?
Let me handle this. Oh, you are such a lifesaver. We are just stuck down here. I'd be, so grateful if you could just help me and my friends out.
For a pretty thing like you, no problemo.
Thank you. You're a real gentleman.
Yamcha, at your service. I'm gonna need some payment.
Payment?
Who do you think made this trap?
Wait a minute, is that a Capsule RX 550 Roadster I see down there? Yo, I'll take that!
You're nothing but a low-life bandit.
Yeah, but what with the ladder? Just think it over, because after the sun comes out, it's gonna be hot, hot, hot. Hot.
The moon sits high in the night sky. Goku tries in vain to climb the pit walls. Roshi winces as he falls.
Now all we need are marshmallows and a ghost story.
We have no marshmallows, but I do have a story. 2,000 years ago, the Earth was nearly destroyed. Not by men, but by gods from the sky.
Roshi focuses his ki. Images float in the fire.
Their names were Piccolo and Osaru. 7 mystics banded together to fight the invaders. They sacrificed their lives to cast the Mafu Ba, a powerful curse that imprisoned Piccolo. Now, Piccolo has somehow escaped. In 2 days, the Blood Moon will eclipse the sun and bring forth Osaru, his disciple. To stop Piccolo, whoever can find all 7 Dragon Balls can resurrect the power of Shenlong and be granted 1 perfect wish. Unless we find the Dragon Balls and use our wish to banish Piccolo from this world, we will have no defense against the onslaught.
What a crock! You expect me to believe that?
I do not. I think you are the kind of person who does not believe in anything.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not the one stuck in the hole. Let us out!
Goku jumps high into the air.
Whoa, fair jumping, Bean. One more outburst like that, and I'm out of here.
Dragon Ball's close. But I think it's buried underground.
Roshi puts out the fire and leaps out of the pit. Yamcha falls back.
Enough games. We have no time to waste. Send down a net.
Hey, Roshi, we're gonna need some tools to excavate!
Roshi looks at Yamcha's drilling tools.
How would you like to make more money than you ever dreamed of?
Now you're talking, bro.
Mm-hmm. That DBE thing is right. The ball you're looking for is right here. Let's go, come on!
Yamcha drills into the pit wall.
You have no right to give away a third of the royalties to my invention. One day, Dragon Balls could power the world.
Don't worry. A third of zero is still zero.
The rock flies out of the hole the drill is making. The wall begins to crumble, revealing a cavity.
Done! Woo! Woo!
Yeah!
I guess she hadn't robbed us. We wouldn't be able to get this Dragon Ball.
Well, everything happens for a reason, bro. Got that one from daytime TV.
Goku crawls into the hole. The others follow. It leads to a cave supported by stone pillars.
Dragon Ball is close.
Be on your guard. Piccolo's also after the Dragon Ball.
On Piccolo's zeppelin.
I followed Muten Roshi as directed. He's training the boy, Son Goku. I could disrupt them.
No. This will require more than a disruption.
Piccolo sits in a metal chair. Black blood is drained from his veins.
Your blood will give it life.
Piccolo cries out. In a blue water chamber, something stirs as the blood mixes. Piccolo sits panting as the chair releases his arm.
The Dragon Balls are within my grasp. And with them, the power to destroy this world.
A slimy creature stands in the chamber. Molten lava flows along a rocky outcrop. Goku leads the others along the river.
So after we get to 7 Dragon Balls, how soon can I expect some profit? Huh? A month? A year?
High temps are screwing with the signal. I can't get a good read on it.
Yamcha peeks through a scope, spotting the Dragon Ball in the rocks across the lava. A burst of steam from the rock below him burns Yamcha's crotch.
He's damn right! I just ride my neck! But I see it.
The problem is how to get across. Come on!
The lava pool blocks their path to the Dragon Ball. A group of creatures made from Piccolo's blood attack. Goku grabs a sword from one of the creatures, flipping over its back, cutting it in half. Each half grows to become a new creature.
Go!
The group run along the passage as the creatures jump down, attacking them.
Hit him, Roshi!
Roshi propels one away with a yellow burst of ki energy. It falls into the lava.
Into the lava! That's the only way to stop them!
Goku flips his attacker into the glowing lava. They die slowly on the hot surface. Goku kicks another in the face, sending it into the pool. He throws the creatures one by one, creating stepping stones in the lava to the other side. Roshi looks on impressed.
Impressive!
The others join Roshi as Goku climbs over the ledge. The lava spits hot liquid into the air. Goku gingerly hops from one body to the next. The others look on concerned as he jumps clear to the other side. Goku clambers up the rocks towards the Dragon Ball perched on a ledge. 5 stars glow on the surface. As he takes it in his hand, he sees a vision of his grandpa and a meteor hitting the Earth. Goku is kicked in the face, bringing him back to reality. Mei snatches up the fallen ball and sprints away. He grabs hold of the villain, who spins around kicking at Goku. He blocks her attacks and retaliates. The kick sends her flying out of sight. Goku bends to pick up the Dragon Ball. Roshi and the others catch up.
Master Roshi, the Dragon Balls.
They've been speaking to you.
Yeah.
They are showing you a future.
There's this demon,
Osaru, the Destroyer.
He will kill you, and Bulma, and Yamcha. He will destroy everything.
The future's always changing. Let the dragon show you his lessons.
I need to somehow defeat Osaru.
Roshi holds the new Dragon Ball. He tosses it to Bulma. She stands up. Yamcha next to her.
The eclipse is in 2 days. We'll never find the other Dragon Balls in time.
There is another way to stop Piccolo. The only chance the world has now is in Toisan.
Toisan.
Roshi walks away determinedly. The others follow through the passage. Above them, hidden, Mei eavesdrops. In a candlelit temple high above Toisan City, a large framed black man sits working on an intricate circular pattern on the floor. Double doors open in the main hall and Roshi enters. The wind blows the dust pattern. The man closes his eyes slowly, a grim look on his face.
Roshi,
How is my favorite skeptic?
Roshi bends down on one knee.
I come to apologize, Sifu Norris. Everything that I questioned before, I now know is all true.
The prophecy.
The blood moon. We will eclipse the sun tomorrow. I need your help. I need another containment vessel.
The Mavuma? That will consume all of your life forces.
When you put it that way, the plan sucks. But the boy will not be ready. It's the only way. I'm the only one who can do it.
We will have it ready by the morning.
Namaste.
They bow their heads to each other. At the tournament, Chi is in the middle of a bout against Meg. She kicks her foe to the ground. Chi blocks Mei's attacks. While her arm is raised, Mei slices Chi's elbow, drawing blood. Chi flips the girl over, then stands poised to fight. Mei slowly gets up and steps out of the arena, forfeiting the fight. The referee raises Chi's arm in victory. Mei walks out smiling. She squeezes a drop of Chi's blood from a small blade onto a vial. Goku runs down to the arena floor.
Goku!
Chi throws herself into his arms.
You made it!
Yeah, what's this? You okay?
Yeah, it's nothing. Are you in the tournament?
No, I'm here for something else.
Something more important than me.
Actually, you're one of the reasons why it's so important.
Bulma leads Yamcha through a market.
I've got a confession to make. I wanted to be famous.
I wanted to be rich.
Well, neither of us are gonna get what we wanted. Look at these people. They have no idea.
Yeah. I wish I didn't know myself.
Never thought I could enjoy talking to a thief.
You know, I'm not so bad once you get to know me.
Maybe I like bad men.
He catches her arm, stopping Bulma.
It's good to know on the day before the end of the world.
They lean in close to kiss, only to be interrupted by Vendor cutting a chicken's head off nearby.
Hey, we still have our Dragon Balls.
That's right. Piccolo needs all 7. He still can't make his wish either.
That means you can still make your 30%.
What? 33 and a third?
Don't push it.
33 and a third!
In the temple, Roshi is teaching Goku Tai Chi moves. Palms open, they slowly glide their hands through the air, turning their bodies with hand actions. Roshi relaxes and watches Goku complete the routine.
The final level of air bending technique is the Kamehameha.
Yeah, my grandpa told me about that, but he said that I wasn't ready to learn it yet.
You are not.
Okay.
But time is running out. To master the Kamehameha, you have to master your ki. Draw the power of the universe.
Roshi draws in a long breath, moving his arms in a wide circle, then bringing them into the center of his body.
Channel it through you.
He moves his arms in a series of motions as Goku walks around him, watching. A ball of yellow energy hovers in front of Roshi. He holds it in his hands.
Focus it. And release!
He sends the key energy into a lantern.
What?
The lantern ignites.
The more you put yourself into the Kamehameha, the greater the power. Practice. Light the torches in the courtyard. I will see you in the morning.
Goku begins practicing the series of arm movements. Translucent energy begins to form. It dissipates as soon as he tries to hold the ball. Late into the night, Goku continues his training. Now able to focus on the energy ball, he tries pushing it towards the lanterns. It floats past with no effect. He takes a candle and goes to light the lantern.
That's cheating.
Chi enters.
You're supposed to light the torches with your key.
Have you been watching me? And I guess you know why I have to cheat. You know, my grandpa always said, in order to master my ki, I have to be at one with myself and with my enemy. I still don't know what that means.
Maybe you need an incentive. Well, there are 5 unlit torches in this courtyard. You're 5 paces away from me. Every time you light a torch, you get to take 1 step closer to me.
What happens after I light all 5 torches?
Then you'll be standing right next to me, where I can reach you.
You're on.
He gathers the blue-white energy and lights the lantern.
Very impressive.
Yeah.
He swings around and lights another.
Not bad.
Stepping closer, he looks at the last 3 lanterns. He fails with the next ball of energy. Chi looks downcast.
Take 1 step back.
That wasn't the rules.
My game, my rules. Three more. Concentrate.
The ball evaporates before forming.
It doesn't feel right. I must be missing something.
You have to make every move your own. You can do this.
Using new arm and hand movements, Goku generates a bright ball of energy. He thrusts it forward, lighting all 3 lamps in 1 go. Chi smiles at him and steps towards him.
I think the next move, it would be better to blow out all the torches.
She leans in close to kiss him. With 1 hand, Goku reaches out, snuffing all 5 lanterns. Roshi and Master Sifu chant over an urn of golden energy. 4 monks sit with them, forming a circle. Bulma lies asleep on the couch. She wakes, hearing a door open. She exits her room and draws her gun at the figure in the corridor.
Stop right there!
Chi-Chi slowly turns around in front of Goku's door.
Chi-Chi? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to wake anyone.
No, I'm sorry. Go back to what you were doing.
No, I was just leaving.
Hey! What are you guys doing out here?
Nothing.
Isn't there a curfew in this temple?
Good night.
I don't think Goku had it in him.
It's always the quiet ones.
Goku appears from behind them.
Hey, you guys are up late.
Were you in your room?
She's got the Dragon Balls.
They chase after Chi, who runs down the corridors. In the hall, she turns and fires a weapon at Bulma. A wall of fire sends the pursuers back. Chi turns, smiling, only to be kicked in the stomach by Chi.
Ah! Who the hell are you?
The imposter gets up and brushes the hair out of her face. She attacks the real Chi, who blocks every move. Fire in the corridor burns brightly behind them, cutting off the others.
We'll find another way.
Yamcha and Bulma hurry back down the corridor. Through the flames, Goku spots the 2 Chis fighting.
Chi-Chi?
The girls continue to trade blows. Goku leaps through the flames into the chamber.
Chi-Chi!
Both girls turn to face him. He pauses, not knowing who to help. One Chi falls to the floor and desperately looks up at him.
Help me, Goku!
Goku rushes the other Chi, knocking her out. He spots the cut on her arm.
Wrong one.
The imposter Chi shoots him unconscious. She runs out as Bulma and Yamcha arrive. Outside, she transforms into Mei. She leaps up the temple walls and floats away as Bulma opens fire. They head back in to tend to the others.
He's alive, but barely.
Roshi summons his ki. Goku lies on the floor, his eyes open. He experiences a vision. Lying in a field, he sits up. He sees Grandpa standing on a lake.
Grandpa! I'm so happy to see you!
Wait, are you here for me?
It's not your time, Goku. There's much left to do.
Grandpa, how? How do I defeat Ozaru?
Always have faith in who you are.
Kami! Kami!
Roshi channels his ki into Goku's chest, who wakes in agony.
Pain is good.
We're too late. They have all seven Dragon Balls.
Dragon Temple. That's where he will resurrect Shenlong.
Yamcha and Roshi help Goku up. They exit as Chi stirs.
Roshi?
Master Sifu hands Roshi the urn.
The enchantments are strong.
Pray it is enough to contain Piccolo. Good luck, my friend.
Namaste.
Roshi gets into a jeep with Goku, Bulma, and Yamcha. Sifu comes to the window.
We will meet again on the other side.
The jeep pulls away. Daytime. The jeep roars over open ground.
Now where am I going?
Dragon Temple. We have to get there before the eclipse.
Imagine being shackled so tightly that every atom in your body stood compacted. Still.
Piccolo places a Dragon Ball in the ground next to the others.
That was my hell. For 2,000 years. With this Dragon Ball, I take my vengeance upon the Earth.
The Dragon Balls placed together light up and float into the air. The ground beneath crumbles, then rises up with Piccolo and Mei. All around them, the ground opens up and tower spires shoot into the sky. They surround the main tower and altar occupied by Piccolo. The jeep pushes forward.
Come on, let's go!
I hope you're not trying to impress me.
I wouldn't mind, but I'll settle for scaring the crap out of you.
The jeep drops down a ravine. The tires click inwards and fire jets, propelling them back up. The jeep arcs towards the Dragon Temple. Mei and Piccolo stare transfixed at the Dragon Balls.
I have to stop it before he finishes the prayer!
Piccolo looks up at the jeep hovering nearby. Roshi sends his yellow ki towards Piccolo, who responds with a ball of red ki. They hit in midair, the energy exploding outwards. Piccolo and the balls are thrown to the ground. Energy hits the jeep, sending it spiraling downwards. The jeep slams into the ground. Angrily, Lord Piccolo looks down at the half-buried car. Roshi pushes rubble off himself. Goku reaches for the yellow uniform in his backpack. Dressed in it, he exits the broken jeep. Mei gathers the remaining Dragon Balls together. She looks up as Piccolo cries out and leaps off the tower. He lands far below, close to Roshi, who searches around for the urn. Goku stands ready in his uniform in front of Piccolo.
Glad to have you join me. You will bear witness to my glory when I compel Shenlong to grant me the power to rule this diseased rock.
I will defeat Ozaru, and I'm here to destroy you.
Defeat Ozaru? When the Blood Moon eclipses the sun, you will become Ozaru.
What? No.
There is no denial. Goku's time is over.
The sun is eclipsed. Goku falls to his knees as the shadow passes over him. Looking up at the sun, he sees a green ring of energy around the eclipse.
Goku is a shell. This is who we are. You traveled by meteor to hide amongst the vermin until your 18th birthday. This is where you landed, and where you will be reborn. You serve me.
Goku begins to transform.
Goku, no! I don't think Goku's there anymore!
The hairy creature wants Goku roars. Yamcha reaches for a fallen Dragon Ball.
Ozaru, they have a Dragon Ball. Bring it to me!
Bulma and Yamcha head off. Goku, in Osaru's form, pursues. Roshi sets the urn down, releasing the yellow energy as Piccolo focuses his red ki. Piccolo is lifted into the air, the urn's energy exploding rock all around him.
What?
Go.
In the caves, Yamcha throws Bulma the Dragon Ball.
Go!
She throws back her gun. Yamcha turns to face Osaru, the gun drawn. The enormous creature smashes through the rock wall, knocking Yamcha down. Bulma reaches the cave exit and sees Roshi channeling the urn's energy, holding Piccolo aloft. Piccolo responds, sending bolts of red ki down. One hits the urn, shattering it. The energy is released, throwing Roshi off his feet.
Roshi, let me help you.
Too late.
Osaru breaks through the wall to the outside.
Protect the Dragon Ball.
Bulma flees as Osaru grabs Roshi around the throat.
Osaru can be beaten with fists. Only with faith can you win. Don't let Osaru destroy the Goku in you.
Roshi's eyes close as he is choked to death. Bulma leaps to one side as Mei fires from behind. Osaru stands over Roshi's body and roars into the sky. Piccolo stirs as Goku struggles to take control of his body.
Always have faith in who you are.
You have to make every move you want.
Special Goku.
Back in human form, Goku looks down at Roshi's body.
Impossible.
Something my grandfather taught me. First rule is, there are no rules.
Goku ducks an energy blast from Piccolo. He dives from left to right, avoiding hits, responding with blasts of his own. Red and blue energy hits the rocky walls. Bulma paces the caves, guns drawn. She ducks as she is fired on. She returns far at Mei, who runs up the walls away from the bullets. Bulma's guns run empty. Mei lands and points a gun at Bulma. Outside, Piccolo and Goku clash in midair, The energy lifts them upwards as they trade blows. They hit at the same time and both fly backwards onto rocky outcrops. Goku rolls down onto the ground below. Bulma holds her hands up in surrender.
Wait! Take it.
Bulma throws the Dragon Ball to Mei, who gasps and ducks as it unfolds to become Bulma's bike. It hits the cave wall and explodes. Bulma attacks Mei, but is knocked over. Mei points a gun at her head.
The Dragon Ball is mine.
A blast from behind hits Mei. Bulma gets up to join Yamcha. He holds her smoking gun in his hand.
I totally had that under control.
Outside, Piccolo stirs. He looks across at Goku, who gets to his feet.
I am Goku. I am Ozaru. Be a one with myself, I must be two.
Goku stands and screams out. His eyes flash amber as Ozaru stirs inside him.
I must have faith in who I am.
Piccolo hovers in the sky. Goku summons his ki, which floats around him.
Human power has failed before.
The ki strengthens around Goku. Piccolo sends a huge red burst of energy at Goku below. Goku launches into the air, surrounded by the blue ki energy. He punches through the red energy and soars upwards, meeting Piccolo. The impact sends a wave of energy outwards through the sky. As Goku lands on the ground, Piccolo is embedded in the ground, his eyes closed. The eclipse moves, sending beams of light from the sun cascading down. Bulma, Yamcha and Goku kneel beside Roshi's body.
I wish it didn't have to end this way.
Shenlong.
Bulma hands Goku the Dragon Ball.
One wish will be granted.
At the altar, Goku channels his ki.
I compel you to come forth and grant my wish!
The Dragon Balls float in the air over Roshi's body. They circle each other. With a burst of white energy, a white dragon appears in the sky. The others shield their eyes from the bright light emanating from the beast. Goku holds his palms together in prayer.
Give life. Mutant Roshi.
The dragon roars and breathes white energy over Roshi's body. The dragon turns and separates back into seven Dragon Balls. Roshi suddenly sneezes. He sits up as the others draw in close, smiling.
I have the strangest dream. I was in the place I can't describe. I felt content, like I belonged. I was happy. Then your grandfather Gohan came up to me and kicked me out. Said there was a lot you still needed to learn.
He's right. I'm sorry, Master Roshi. We just weren't ready to have you leave us.
I know.
That sweet lady's butt. Notice we're missing something here?
The Dragon Balls are gone. We have to find them again. You ready?
I just have to do one thing.
Chi is practicing martial arts in the temple courtyard. As she turns her body, she sees Goku walking in through the door. She smiles and walks over to kiss him tenderly.
I would never do that on purpose. It was just, I was in the heat of battle and I thought you were someone else.
It's all right. I let you hit me.
I was just too fast.
You're fast, but I let you hit me.
Well, it was dark and confusing. I wasn't holding back.
Okay. If our relationship is gonna go anywhere, we're gonna have to settle this.
In the fighting arena, Goku stands at one end, Chi the other. They bow, then run forward. They slow in mid-air, locked in combat. Directed by James Wong. Screenplay by Ben Ramsey. Based on the graphic novel series, Dragon Ball, by Akira Toriyama. Produced by Stephen Chow. Starring Justin Chatwin as Goku. Emily Rossum as Bulma. Jamie Chung as Chi-Chi. James Masters as Lord Piccolo. June Park as Yamcha. Eriko as Mei. Randall Duck Kim as Grandpa Gohan. Ernie Hudson as Sifu Norris, and Chow Yun-Fat as Master Roshi. Audio description by Nathan Tanner. Audio described by Jack Sita. Nighttime. The young woman from the burnt-out village picks herbs from a garden. She collects them in a pot and heads inside. In her kitchen, she places the herbs in a bubbling pot over a fire. She stirs the pot and places some of the contents in a bowl. With a towel in the bowl, she walks into a plain bedroom. A figure wrapped in a brown blanket lies on a bed. Placing the bowl on the bedside table, the woman soaks a towel in the liquid and rests it on the forehead of the figure. Lord Piccolo turns his head and stares straight at the woman with his cold black eyes. The end.